Number four is to have a sense of urgency. Now, our business is without a doubt the best business you could possibly be in. I mean, when you think about selling food, there is nothing that has a repeat business, a repeat demand, like the food business. You know, if we were the only warehouse in town, everybody else had shut down, they were out of food. Everything in your warehouse would probably be sold off within a couple of hours. And then there would be a hungry mob of people out there wanting more food. That's a demand. Think of it. Think of the opportunity that's there. You go down and you sit down and eat a meal, you're a candidate for another sale in 4 hours. You can sell drugs, and that wouldn't be that good. Maybe every 24 hours, you know, they may come back to see you. But with a meal, every 4 hours, you got a potential another client. And when you think about that, see, the window of opportunity opens up every morning. It's wide open because people have to eat that day. And then all during the day, as they eat, the opportunity goes down. And tomorrow, it's wide open again. So what we can't do is we can't say, well, I'll forget about today and I'll wait till tomorrow to make the sale. I won't close today. I don't want to put too much pressure, so I'll wait till tomorrow and come back and close. Well, yesterday's food is gone. So that's a sale that we missed. So it's a now business, right now. You know, when you think about buying anything else, you buy a car, a customized car, you'll be willing to wait, 3-4 months for it. You buy a piece of custom furniture, no problem. You buy a book on Amazon, 3 days, no problem. You buy a meal in a restaurant, if it's not there in 8 minutes, you start getting upset. And then you think, hey, that guy there, he come in after me, and he's already got his food. What's the deal here? I want my food now. That's how quick it is. So we have to have that sense of urgency about us. There's no more, well, I'll get back to you tomorrow. Tomorrow is a whole nother ballgame in the food business. I'll get back to you in 6 hours, 8 hours, 3 hours. No, man, with the communications we got now, we got to respond immediately. The sooner the better. Give you an example. I was up in Alaska. I was riding with their number one salesman up there. $7 million a year right in Anchorage. We're riding together and his beeper goes off. He had a beeper and a cell phone. I guess he wanted his customers to call him on the beeper so he could, you know, pull off the side road, but it was a pretty neat system he had. So his beeper went off, he looked, and it was his number one customer, so he pulled off the side of the road and called her back. Said, what can I do for you? And here's what she said. She said, there's a competitor in here trying to take away your business. I just wanted to show him why I'm not interested in making any changes. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine? What if you were in the movies and you're watching The Heat or Superman or Star Trek and you're right at the best part and your phone vibrates and it's your best customer? Would you get up and go out and see what that customer wanted? And if it was a Friday afternoon when you're supposed to be working, you could go say, oh, I was with my best customer right now, but I stepped out just to take your call because I know you're that important to me. But that's a sense of urgency. That sense of urgency is a must. And that's a habit that you get. Do it now. Do it now. Get it done now. If you put it on your list, you've made it twice as difficult. And because now it's on your list of 20 other things. But if you can take care of things as they happen, bing, bing, you hardly even need a to-do list. You know, it's just maybe a reminder. But, man, when things happen in this business, jump on it like it's life or death, because it is. It is to that customer. If you go into a restaurant and they have to say, well, I'm all out of bacon this morning for breakfast, that is a serious issue. That is something that they just can't tolerate that. So develop that sense of urgency. 4% more, that's all we got to do. 4% improvement during that week and say, I'm going to be a little more urgent. When Larry calls me, man, I'm going to prove it to him. I'm going to call him back within 30 seconds. His phone will be ringing. And I found it more impressive not to answer my phone and call people back within a few minutes. I mean, that's just my business. I don't know how that would work for you. But it seems like, boy, that, you know, because my voicemail says I'll get back to you. And then when they get a call back within usually within a couple of minutes, They're really, really, really impressed. So number four is urgency.